18 educators from the state traveled to Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand this summer. UW-Eau Claire curriculum and instruction professor Deb Patti was one of them. Her goal was to buy as many cultural items as she could carry back for use by students and teachers. Now Patti says her colleagues are helping put together 8 discovery boxes with things in them that represent a Southeast Asian family, their food, clothing, art, education, government, transportation, or religion.
I'm holding a Bombi. I believe it's called the Blue 26, and it has 8 detonators on it. And we're putting it in the family box because these UXOs, unexploded ordnance, are such a problem in Laos that it is now part of the curriculum that all students, K-12 students, have to be educated about these bombs.
Besides this dismantled bomb, other items include a traditional Hmong skirt made from hemp, the robe of a Buddhist monk, and the type of basket that adults and children wear on their backs to carry vegetables and other heavy items. Kathy Peterson is an English language learner teacher who's working with Patti on the boxes.
We're going to write up a small script description because we don't want a teacher to just have something to hold up that just says, isn't this cool? We want them to be able to tell the students what it is and how it was used.
That will be easier with the help of Chua Hur, who came to Eau Claire from Laos in 1976. The bilingual teacher knows what most of the items are, as well as the history of her father's generation who helped the United States during the Vietnam War. Today, she laments, they're still seen as the enemy in the communist country.
If we know family, then we'll go and stay with family. But for us to travel around is pretty much very dangerous. Even eating out in the city, because they know who we are and what part we have played in the past.
And Chua Hur says the cultural assimilation in Wisconsin has been set back by the trial underway in Sawyer County of a hunter who shot 6 other hunters last year.
Some of the newspaper, instead of individual person, they put the Hmong in. So the Hmong feel like they are the one who's on trial, not the individual person who do the killing.
So it's a tough challenge Professor Deb Patti and other teachers have as they attempt to make more people aware of the Hmong culture and Southeast Asian history. But it's hoped many will choose to learn more about a population that numbers around 4,000 in the region. Mira Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.